The snow finally got to us. I don't care if they're light and fluffy flakes. Damn you, Mother Nature. Actually, I actually like Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. Matt Hunter, another light, fluffy inch of snow. Mm-hmm. It's just enough to make everything. Remember how we had everything cleared off for about a day and a half? I remember those days.
Yeah, that was nice.
Oh, what a delight. What an absolute delight. Good to be with you today. We are excited, of course. It is Blue State Ball Week. And Hunter, if we can, I want to make sure we, because I had two people ask me about the VIP ticket giveaway we're doing via the newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make sure we go over it. And you're the smart one on this stuff. So when I say something out of line, just say, no, Matt, you're wrong. Okay. So first of all, the first thing that everyone needs to do, if you want a chance at winning VIP tickets to the Blue State Ball, once again, this Saturday, the Blaisdell in Minneapolis, Tom Hartman, John Fugelsang, many politicos, most of the AM 950 radio hosts are going to be there as well. I'll be there. Hunter's going to be there. We're looking forward. Hunter's DJing.
Uh-huh.
Hunter's DJing. And, you know, and if you like yodeling, boy, oh boy, his collection is fierce.
Yodeling-hee-hoo.
Oh, God. Anyway. Maybe John Denver was wrong about West Virginia. Anyway, no. but Hunter's going to be there as well. Brett's going to be there. Doug Padge is going to be there. We're looking forward to seeing you out there as well. Now, here's the deal. If you want to buy tickets, and we encourage you to do so, you can go over to AM 950 Radio. You can buy your tickets. The VIP event starts at 5 o'clock. 6:30 is general admission. Speakers start at 7 o'clock. And we're going to have a lot of great stuff. It's Greek to Me is going to be out there. A lot of our sponsors are going to be there. We're really excited about that. But you could win yourself some VIP tickets. That's right. You could hobnob, elbow rub with the Tom Hartmans and the John Fugelsangs of this world. And by all means, we'd love for you to be there. Now, to do this, what you have to do is get into the VIP the VIP ticket newsletter sweepstakes. I want you to go to AM 950 Radio, scroll to the bottom of the page, and the newsletter, you can sign up for the newsletter at the very bottom of the page, right?
Yep.
You get signed up for the newsletter. You have to be signed up for the newsletter by Wednesday night, really about midnight Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Wednesday night, midnight. So you have today and tomorrow. Get signed up for the newsletter. Then on Thursday, the Thursday newsletter is going to be out, okay? If you're signed up, you're going to get in there. There's going to be a code word right there, Hunter. It's going to be in there?
Yep, it'll be in the newsletter.
Code word will be in the newsletter. You need to email that to us to the station. All the entries we get by noon on Friday, we will choose one of them, and that person will win. Randomly choose one of those, and one of those people will win VIP tickets to the Blue State Ball. So, you know what you have to do. I mean, those are pretty good deals. What is the cost of those VIP tickets each?
$100.
There you go. That's a $200 prize pack right there. It's a lot of fun, too. And, you know, hey, you don't want to talk to me. I understand. I don't want to talk to me. Anyway, but you got a lot of other people. Hunter's nice. I give the guy a lot of grief.
I am a nice guy.
Brett, I mean, evil, but I mean, Hunter is just, he's a delightful guy. I give him a lot of grief, but these guys are fun. You'll have a lot of fun with them. Doug is hilarious. Doug's a lot of fun to hang around with.
Mm-hmm.
Ellie, the guys on all the weekend shows, the Native Roots Radio, they'll come on in as well. They're a hoot. They're great fun to be hanging out with. And then, of course, two of the smartest human beings you will ever meet, Tom Hartman and John Fugelsang, plus a lot of politicos. We want you to be there. So once again, go to AM 950 Radio. Sign up for the newsletter by Wednesday night at midnight. Then the newsletter comes out on Thursday. There'll be a code word in there. You have to email that to us by noon on Friday, and we'll randomly pick one person who sent us the code word to win the VIP passes. Good luck there. I will mention later this week, we are going to have some general admission tickets to give away right here on the show. So listen for your chance to win on that. So let's see where I want to start today on the show. Oh, I think we'll go on back to Bar. That's right, Cal Bar, the most disgusting tasting candy bar you can ever have. Hey, that's like chalky paste. It is indeed. And really white. I mean, blinding. Anyway, I want to start by, once again, just tearing into the media of this town. You had a Republican politician. Okay, let's just leave the Democrats and Republicans out of it, okay? You had a representative in the Capitol building on Saturday call for violence against other representatives in the Capitol building. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. This is a major story. You have an actual congressman calling for violence against other elected officials in the state of Minnesota. If you just put it like that, I mean, my God, how is this not the number one story in this town? A congressman threatens violence against other congresspeople in the Capitol Rotunda. Were they in the Rotunda? I think they were in the Rotunda when they did those speeches. I think they were close to the Rotunda. They're probably in the Rotunda. That's where most of that stuff takes place. Is there anyone here that's like, wow, that's horrific. My God. Why? Yeah, that should be a news story. I brought up yesterday that if a Democrat had said one-tenth as damaging thing as this one Republican had said, that the media in this town, all of them, Care 11, CCO, KSTP, Fox 9, Star Trip, Pioneer Press, all of them, would have been scrambling, sprinting up to the Capitol building right now with their microphones out, running for any Democrat they could see, screaming, do you condemn them? Should they resign? If you don't condemn them, will you resign? I mean, that's what they would be doing right now. They would. They would. They absolutely would. And you know, this is kind of like the Stockholm Syndrome, where they basically, the media has been screamed at by the right for so long, the media is terrified of actually challenging the right. And they are, and you guys are, and you guys are. And let me give you example A today. This is the headline after Barr's comical apology yesterday, which wasn't really an apology. It was basically, I'm sorry you people are too stupid to realize that I wasn't talking about what I was talking about. That was basically what Barr said. I'm paraphrasing. Now, I want to remind everyone, this is exactly what Representative Cal Barr said in the Rotunda to the gun kooks, okay? There's a lot of us in this room that have had enough. It's time to start riding herd on the rest of these people that want to take your rights away from you, Barr said. They will not go away quiet. They will not go quietly into the good night. They need to be kicked to the curb and stomped on and run over a few times. He wasn't referring to the bills. He was referring to these people. People, P-E-O-P-L-E, which, if you look it up, it refers to human beings. He is referring to human beings and his violence. I mean, my God, they need to be kicked to the curb and stomped on and run over a few times. And by the way, it should be mentioned, more than a few people called me and said curb stomping is something the white nationalist KKK Klan guys do, the Nazis do. And wonder very, you know, the fact that he immediately, his first violent outburst, his call for violence is basically curb stomping. A lot of people raised a few eyebrows saying, I wonder where he got that. But then he's, you know, just to make sure he covered himself, I guess. He called for them to be run over a few times. He's called for people to be killed. He has called for people to be killed. End of story. End of discussion. He put out a weak response yesterday. We'll get to that in a second. I got two videos to show you here in a second. But he put out a weak response, but I want to make sure we read. The Star Tribune, this is the headline. This is the headline from the Star Tribune. Representative Cal Barr says, kick to the curb comments misinterpreted. GOP Rep. Cal Barr says he wasn't inciting violence. Okay, you've just printed his half-ass excuse as the headline. The headline should read, even though he did definitively call for violence against other people, Representative Cal Barr says he was misinterpreted. That should be your headline, because that is far more factual than what you said. You basically took what Cal Barr said, Star Tribune, and printed it verbatim as the headline so that, oh, well, apparently he was misinterpreted. I mean, you gave this story a narrative which was not there. And here's the real shame on all you media guys. All it takes is you watching the video of the event. You don't have to really wait. You can stay on your butts in your chairs, for God's sakes. Just rewind the video one sentence before Cal Barr says, start listening here. He wants you to say they need to be kicked to the curb and stomped. And then said, though, I was referring to the Bills. No, if you read the sentence right before it, there's a lot of us in this room that have had enough and it's time to start riding the rest of these people that want to take your rights away from you. They will not go quietly into the good night. They need to be kicked to the curb and stomped on. I mean, he's clearly threatening violence against the people writing gun legislation. And you guys can't. This is pathetic. And the sad part is because, like I said, you're like prisoners at this point to the Republicans. Because if a Democrat had done anything like this, you would so eagerly be out there telling everyone, We're going to question every Democrat in the state. And unless they all apologize in triplicate, we're not going to let them go. And meanwhile, this happens and you're like, well, he said he wasn't really saying it. Even though I could watch the sentence before this, I guess I won't. So let me give you here. This is from the DFL. Let's play the point counterpoint video first. This is from the DFL. This is Cal Barr in his half-ass apology, not about half-ass excuse making, versus what he actually said. Counterpoint.
Several members of this body and members of the media have misunderstood the intent and meaning of my words. In my statement, the meaning of the word "they" refers to the two proposed bills and not actual people.
There you go. There's a lot of us in this room that have had enough, and it's time to start riding herd on the rest of them, rest of these people that want to take your rights away from you. They will not go quietly into the good night. They need to be kicked to the curb and stomped on and run over a few times.
My statement was not in any way directed towards people. Instead, my comments were focused on the legislation that would restrict the rights of Minnesotans.
And it's time to start riding herd on the rest of them, rest of these people that want to take your rights away from you.
I do not condone violence. There was no intention of violence in my statement.
They need to be kicked to the curb and stomped on and run over a few times.
There you go. Point counterpoint from Cal Barr himself. Cal Barr's own words contradict his apology. Come on, guys. Media in this town, why are you sucking so bad at this? Why are you sucking so bad at this? There have been a few exceptions. Pioneer Press has done a pretty good job. City Pages has done a pretty good job. A few TV stations have had this pretty far down. But come on. A congressman threatened violence against other congresspeople in the Capitol Rotunda. This should be a slightly more important story than, here's a wacky snowman. You guys are failing. And when I'll be the first to admit, when I can point this crap out, you know it's bad. If I can look at it and say, this is unacceptable, then you know it's bad. And right now, every Republican saying, no comment, I think the comments speak for themselves. No, you should be hammering these guys. The first thing, you should be running up to the Capitol building, finding any Republican you can find and saying, well, his you know, apology excuse is contradicted by his own statements. Do you have anything to add? And for God's sakes, make them run into offices once or twice. Make them have to apologize. Make them have to condemn it or endorse it. Is it really that hard for you to be fair and balanced? Is it really? Because I can tell you right now, it's embarrassing that this story is getting killed by the media. Because I can guarantee you, if a Democrat had threatened violence in the Capitol Rotunda against a Republican Party, that the media in this town for 3 weeks, would be talking about the context and why this is horrible and wrong and all these bad, and then they themselves would be talking about the fallout. Well, how bad will this hurt the Democrats next election? Oh, how bad is this? You guys are running cover and interference. The journalists of this town, the quote air quote journalists of this town, are running interference and cover defense for Cal Barr, and that's unacceptable. By the way, I'll take a break right now. And Tim Walz, our governor, did chime in on Cal Barr's pretty pathetic statement about the issue. We'll talk about that when we come back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
After celebrating the Blue Wave at the Blue State Ball, join me, Tom Hartman, the morning after for brunch at the Downtowner Woodfire Grill. The brunch will include a small group of other AM 950 listeners as you get to discuss with me the big issues of the day in an intimate setting. It takes place Sunday, March 3rd at 10:30 with a delicious brunch at the Downtowner Woodfire Grill in St. Paul. There's plenty of free parking available in the lot next to the Downtowner Woodfire Grill and across the street at Burger Moe's. Tickets are $150 and are very limited, so guarantee your spot at my brunch now by calling 952-946-8885. Again, it's your chance to meet with me in a small group setting the day after the Blue State Ball on Sunday, March 3rd at the Downtowner Woodfire Grill. For tickets, call 952-946-8885. 952-946-8885. Details at am950radio.com. That's am950radio.com. See you there.
Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club is delighted to offer its spacious facilities for your private function. From weddings, retirement parties, business dinners, or any special occasion, Crooner's combines a dedicated full-service special events team, an award-winning chef, and a beautiful lakeside ambiance to make your event a resounding success. Visit croonersloungemn.com to learn more about their private dining options or call 763-571-9020 to get a quote for your next event today.
The infrared sauna at Awaken Living not only helps you get out of the cold, but also improves your health. This is not your typical sauna experience. The far infrared heats your body internally, causing you to sweat profusely over your entire body, yet has no odor. Because the far infrared sauna at Awaken Living doesn't use moisture, you will experience no trouble breathing, which can be typical in traditional saunas. The far infrared sauna at Awaken Living improves circulation, which translates into improved oxygen flow, muscle relaxation to reduce pain, increased healing time, faster muscle recovery time, and decreased inflammation. According to the Mayo Clinic, several studies looked at using far infrared saunas in the treatment of problems such as high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, and rheumatoid arthritis. They found promising results and no adverse side effects. So come to Awaken Living and try their far infrared sauna. It will improve your vitality and help relax your muscles, body, and mind. Schedule an appointment today by calling 952-452-8583 or visiting awakenlivinginfusion.com.
Seriously, what does it take for you guys to get outraged at Republicans? Seriously, what does it take?
Well, you know, he clearly threatened violence against the other party, but come on. I mean, they'll call me a left-leaning reporter if I report this fairly.
Come on. Find your Edward R. Murrow. It's buried in there somewhere, guys. Find your integrity. Find your ability to report the news and go out there, and you should be hammering on this guy. He called for it, and then he basically said, it wasn't me, it was you guys, stupid. Let's play the DFL clip one more time. This is a nice clip put out by the DFL where you hear Barr's half-ass explanation apology, and then they actually compare what he says to what he actually did say during the rally.
Several members of this body and members of the media have misunderstood the intent and meaning of my words. In my statement, the meaning of the word they refers to the two proposed bills and not actual people.
There you go. There's a lot of us in this room that have had enough, and it's time to start riding herd on the rest of these people that want to take your rights away from you. They will not go quietly into the good night. They need to be kicked to the curb and stomped on and run over a few times.
My statement was not in any way directed towards people. Instead, my comments were focused on the legislation that would restrict the rights of Minnesotans.
And it's time to start riding herd on the rest of these people that want to take your rights away from you.
I do not condone violence. There was no intention of violence in my statement.
They need to be kicked to the curb and stomped on and run over a few times.
There you go. I mean, it's his, and that is the most damning thing you can play. You can play the actual comments he made versus his clear line. And by the way, how are you that brazen of a liar? And Barr, I called you a coward. I'll call you a coward again, because not only you're a coward because you hide around your little gun, because your gun makes you a little man, doesn't it, dear Cal? But you're a coward because you get caught red-handed calling for violence against the Democrats, calling for them to be run over, calling for them to be killed. You are calling for them to be killed. And once again, I want to bring up the point that multiple people said is this whole curb stomping thing, that's a white nationalist thing. So the fact that you were alluding to that really is kind of scary. And I don't know why you were alluding to curb stomping, but, you know, you clearly saying these people are going to get run over. And here you are. It's all you guys. It's not me. I don't know what the hell happened to you, but it's damn embarrassing. As a matter of fact, Governor Tim Walz wanted to chime in on this. Here is the audio of Governor Tim Walz referring to Representative Cal Barr's apology.
Just my pro tip of the day is, when you make a mistake like that, just own it and say, I'm sorry. Don't tell us that we misheard. I heard exactly what I heard, and so did Minnesotans. So thank you.
Thanks,
boom! How hard is that, Democrats? How hard is that? Throwing that back in his face. God, do I love Governor Tim Walz. Governor, are you coming to the Blue State Ball? We'd love to have you at the Blue State Ball. It'd be great if you were at the Blue State Ball. I'd love to see you out there. I'll introduce you to Fugelsang. You'll like him. Dang! That was nice. That's nice. That's what you should do. As a matter of fact, I mean, all Democrats should be out there right now, getting in front of a camera, going into your local district, talking to that newspaper, talking to this, and saying, you know what? He's trying to make this excuse. The reality is he called for violence. And here's the audio tape. And you know, and maybe that's what you need to do. The only way you're going to keep these people honest is to basically go on out there and put this in their face. You know, then maybe that's what you need to do. Here's the MP3 of the audio, and here's his apology, and you tell me where we're wrong when he's calling for violence. I mean, he should be gone. Cal Barr should be gone. He should be gone. He you know, and this is, no, and someone's like, well, his First Amendment, you can't incite violence. You cannot incite violence. And right now, I imagine Cal Barr is the one who's mostly praying that one of these gun kook knuckleheads that he was chanting to at this little rally of theirs on Saturday doesn't open fire on some Democrats. If that does happen, then all of a sudden he is guilty of inciting violence. And if all the guys are, yeah, I was at the rally. He said we had to curb stomp them and run over them. You know, if dude, you need to resign. You cannot be in a body if you are calling for violence against the opposition party. You have forfeited the right. It is a privilege. Listen here, you knuckleheads on the right. It is a privilege to represent the people. I understand you guys look at constituents as dumb rubes that are stupid enough to elect you, to put you into a place of power so that you can build up your Rolodex, so you can get more campaign cash or get a sweet lobbying gig when you get done. But the reality is the job you're supposed to be doing there is representing Minnesotans. And it is so wildly beneath your position to call for the deaths. And it's not just violence. He's calling for the deaths of these people, to run over them a few times. He is calling for vicious violence against the Democrats. It is so beneath your office, you should not be there. And shame on Kurt Dowd. And shame on Jennifer Carnahan for not calling for his resignation immediately. Because I guarantee you, you little cowards, if a Democrat said one-tenth of as outrageous thing as he said, you'd be demanding their resignation in triplicate and apologies from every Democrat. Instead, you cowards hide in the shadows like cockroaches when the kitchen lights come on. I'm so damn tired of you clowns. This is so beneath the office, it's insane. And the fact that you guys just couldn't help yourself. And so now it's to you to basically try to tell everyone, it wasn't us, it was you for hearing what I said, and you were stupid for listening to the words and giving them the appropriate meaning. What I meant to say was this. It's an embarrassment. Cal Barr should be gone. Cal Barr should be gone. The media should be reporting on this with a slight bit more intensity than, uh-oh, more snowfall. You should. And the fact that we are at this point where I, as a radio talk show host, have to be, for God's sakes, what does it take for you guys to call for condemnation and call for a resignation? Where is your editorial pages? Where is your reporters? Where is your investigative reporters? Where is any of this, for God's sakes? Instead, you guys are like, well, they're going to make fun of us and say we're liberal leaning if I report this fairly. Find your freaking spines. It's good to see Governor Tim Walz get that Democratic spine back out. And it's time for the media to find theirs as well. Because I tell you what, the longer you don't go on out and report this news as actual fact and give it the provenance it deserves. He has called for violence against the opposition party, and he did so while he was in the Capitol. As long as you guys don't give it the provenance, there will not be any consequences. And you know what? We should not have a country where if there's an R next to your name, you can basically say, grab them by the blank, or basically, let's go run them over a few times, or there's good Nazis. You should not be able to get away with that stuff in a normal society. And they do get away with this because you, as the media, as the journalists, condone it by your lack of provenance. And I shouldn't be pointing this out to you. I'm a talking chimp in a studio, okay? Do you know how badly you have to be doing your job for me to be able to poke holes in it? Come on. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break, Gary. I'll get your call here after the break as well. And then, hey, more wacky fun from the right. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950. I look at you.
I'm Steve Conklin.
And I'm Jake DeRoff.
We're the hosts of the Mortgage Talk Show, Sundays at 12:30.
Every week we bring you insights on home financing, discussing rates, programs, local and national news.
Whether you're buying your first home or your 100th home, we have tips and inside information to save you money and feel like a mortgage master.
Check us out for more information and email us any questions at mortgagetalkshow.com.
Tune in to the Mortgage Talk Show every Sunday at 12:30 on AM 950.
Considering replacing your vacuum? What do you do with the old one? Throw it in the garage? Worse yet, throw it in the garbage? How about trade it in and save? A1 Vacuum in Roseville has been around forever, and they take trade-ins. When you trade in your old vacuum, you save. So if it's time to replace that old clunker headed for the garage or landfill, bring it in to A1 Vacuum in Roseville. You can find A1 Vacuum at a-1vacuum.com or call 651-222-222. 6316.
Hey humans, this is me, Ellie Krug with Ellie 2.0 Radio. Ta-da! I'm putting on another Gray Area Thinking Human Inclusivity Training, and I want you to come. It will be at Open Book on Washington Avenue in Minneapolis on Saturday, March 16th from noon to 2 p.m. You can learn more or buy tickets by Googling Eventbrite Gray Area Thinking or by going to the Human is Human page on my website at elliekrug.com. Again, this is on Saturday, March 16th. See you there.
Did you realize that Drink in the Style is available on iTunes, Google Play, and pretty much every other podcast platform out there? You can listen to past episodes of Drink in the Style, or maybe download our really cool martini glass graphic, or just listen to your favorite episode again and again. But if you do, I need to ask you for a quick favor. Hop online and give us a 5-star rating. It helps others find the show and also boosts my fragile ego. Drink in the Style. It's a great way to kill Sundays, or really, anytime at all.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for light snow throughout today with a high near 9. Tonight, about 1 to 2 inches with a low around 4. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 13. And Thursday, partly sunny with a high around 19. And there's still time to get your tickets to the Blue State Ball, which takes place on Saturday at the Blaisdell. VIP gets underway at 5 o'clock, where you can meet and take selfies with Tom Hartman and John Fugelsang. Then at 6:30 is general admission with our speakers beginning at 7. Tickets at am950radio.com.
Oh, you want to turn that snow frown upside down? Great Wall, the Chinese restaurant over on 46 in France. In Edina, fantastic place. The soups over there are outstanding. And once again, do not underestimate the quality of a good soup on a day like today. It is brutal. It is more snow. A good soup will change your demeanor in a heartbeat. Their food overall is fantastic. The kids love the food there, too. Szechuan Peking dishes. Stop by their Edina location for call-in and takeout. And then, of course, go to GreatWallRestaurant.us. GreatWallRestaurant.us for their full menu. The Great Wall, the EatLocalMinnesota.com restaurant of the week. 952-946-6205. Let's get Gare Bear on in here. Gary is in Minneapolis. Gary, just to let you know, multiple people have said, is Gary going to be at Blue State Ball?
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you, man. I'm going to bring something for you, some of you guys.
Okay, great.
Well, that's my art there. Hey, I got to tell you, there's a documentary started last night. I missed it last night, but a friend of mine told me they were talking. It said Trump, it's about the Trump dynasty. It's on tonight and tomorrow night. Tonight from 6 to 10, they're going to repeat the first 2 hours of last night. And it talks about Trump's dynasty, how they made their money off the gold rush at first. And then it tells how Trump was such an awful bully. I guess that he takes that term bully pulpit literally. And then they tried to discipline him, and they bring knives to school and stuff. That's what he told me. Anyways, I'm planning to watch it so we see what we're dealing with even more closely.
Thanks, Gary. I appreciate it. We'll look for you on Saturday night at the Blue State Ball. I actually, there's another one I saw. Remember William Green? We interviewed him. He was one of the holiday interviews.
Definitely.
He was on TPT, actually had a excellent show last night at 9 o'clock on the way that, you know, the segregated housing began and how it was legal. It was called Legal.
Oh, wow.
And
nice.
It was a wonderful story. A great history lesson on how African Americans, particularly, but all minority groups, were so mistreated in the housing system and how we are still living with that legacy today. And it really is. It is a pretty amazing piece there. So, yeah, you know, some good documentaries out there. Go catch that. So, let's get to the rest of the disturbing, shall we? You know, we've had our share here at AM 950 of regional county Republicans posting insanely stupid stuff online. And it's shocking the amount of this that happens up in the 7th Congressional District, Peterson's district. I think because Colin Peterson really is a moderate Republican, that the feeling is that to take him on, you have to be far right, extremist, near racist kind of, and stupid. I don't know, because I have been shocked by the level of vitriol and insanity that comes from 7th Congressional District Republicans. Let me introduce you to the Clay County Republican Party of Minnesota, their Facebook page. Oh, boy, do we have a hoot here. They have posted a comparison between Adolf Hitler and Bernie Sanders.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
That Adolf Hitler and that Bernie Sanders. Now, okay, Republicans, listen to me for a sec, okay? You sound like stupid idiots because you're being stupid idiots when you any of the following three things, okay? One, the Democrats started the KKK. The Democrats, that's the KKK party, is the Democrats. The KKK was started when the Democrats were the party of the racists in the South, especially in the post-Civil War America. But that party, all those people left the Democratic Party in the Civil Rights Act, and they went right over to the Republicans. So the party of the KKK today is the Republican Party. That's why you guys have a lot of them at your rallies. I'm just letting you know. It's an observation. That's all that is. Two, the Republicans can't be bad because they're the party of Lincoln, and Lincoln saved the slaves, so we can't be racist. Funny story. Once again, historically, you guys are, Lincoln wouldn't even be allowed in your party today, nor would Teddy Roosevelt, nor would Dwight D. Eisenhower, for that matter. And I bet you Reagan, if you just put a generic candidate together with Reagan's policies, you would say no way. No, you guys have moved so far to the right that there any recollection that you had of being a party of moderate beliefs or kind of, you know, ideas that were of the common man, they're long gone. You guys are this far extremist, far right party, and you wouldn't want Lincoln anywhere near you. The third thing is this, Hitler was a socialist. Well, that's like saying Kim Jong-un is a Democrat because Democrats in the party there. No, he's not. He's a communist fascist. It's a weird, the whole North Korea thing is a weird governmental system. But no, Hitler, and I can tell you this as a guy that was in the U.S. Army, I was stationed in Germany, and I took two of my history credits for college in Germany studying World War II, Europe and World War II, and Hitler's rise to power. Hitler was a far-right fascist. He was a far-right fascist. As a matter of fact, this is the reason why, you know, Republicans, you know how you have Nazis running on your ballot as Republicans? And funny, you don't kick them out of your party. You don't. You let them run as Republicans, as Nazis. and you've welcomed it in because you guys have gone so far to the right. The socialism didn't have really anything to do with Nazi Germany. It was fascism, and it was racist, bigoted fascism put through a far-right sieve of bigotry and hatred. That's what Hitler was. But because these Republicans want to see, look at social, we're going to compare Hitler to Bernie Sanders. You do realize that Bernie Sanders' family, many members, including his uncle, were killed by the Nazis, right? You do understand that, right? That his mom and dad were here, but many of his family were in Poland when the Nazis invaded. And many of his family members were sent to concentration camps and killed. So the Clay County Republican Party of Minnesota thought it would be a really funny idea. The Holocaust is funny to them, apparently. They think the Holocaust is hilarious. And so they compared Adolf Hitler to Bernie Sanders in one of the most ungodly things I have seen anyone put out. You are comparing Hitler to a man whose direct family was slaughtered by the Nazis. The Holocaust is not funny. Adolf Hitler is not funny. And unless, I've said this before too, I don't believe it. Hey, Trump's cosplaying Hitler to a point, but he's not Hitler. Because Hitler was Hitler. And how many times have I actually had to have this discussion with these Republicans on the right? And to the Democrats, too, who sometimes like to say he's Hitler. He's not Hitler. Hitler rounded up the Jews, sent them to concentration camps, and tried to annihilate an entire religion off the face of the planet. That was Hitler. You start comparing people you have political disagreements with Hitler, not only wildly exaggerates your disagreement with your other political person, but it also diminishes the real horror and danger of Hitler. You shouldn't be making jokes or comments, and you sure as hell should not be comparing Hitler to a man whose family was attacked by Hitler and was killed in concentration camps by Hitler. I understand you backwoods rubes sometimes think that no one's paying attention to you, but you put this crap out there online. We all can see it. We can all see what you're doing, Clay County Republican Party of Minnesota. You should all be fired. You should all be fired. And by the way, as all you guys try to go after Ilhan Omar and the way she's treating the Jews, dear God, she's not throwing stuff like this around, for God's sakes. You guys, how brain dead do you have to be to put this up here? How brain dead do you have to be to try to say, see, the Holocaust is funny because we're comparing it to a Democrat we don't like? How dumb are you people? Well, I got another one. How about 3 for 3 today? We got Barr, we got the Clay County Republicans, and let's take a visit on over to Representative Joshua Heintzman, the Republican from the Nisswa area, the Minnesota House Minority Leader and the Republican lead on the House Legacy Finance Division. He apparently was very upset with some painting images from Jim Den Ami, a celebrated contemporary Minnesota artist who's a member of the Court Orlières Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. All right. And if I mispronounce that, I apologize. So he's an artist. Jim is an artist. He has done, paintings, and currently he has images that are on display at the Barclay Gallery, a private art gallery in Minneapolis. Go on over there. You can take a look at it. Part of this piece is that he's got out right now. There's an article that has been put out where basically he's painted an image where Trump is. Now, do you remember that whole thing, grab him by the P word from the bus? It shows an image of Trump grabbing a version of Lady Liberty, it looks like, by the, you know, and Huntsman. Ooh, Huntsman. H-E-I-N-T-Z-E-M-A-N. Huntsman. Huntsman's furious. Joshua Huntsman is furious. How dare you represent the president like this? You did hear the president say those words, didn't you?
Yeah, he represents himself fine.
Yeah. You know, I understand that you think that this is a horrible. Were you ever this upset when Trump himself called for the sexual assault of a married woman? Let's remember. Let's not candy coat it. The president of the United States called for the sexual assault of a married woman. And I couldn't find anywhere on Joshua Heintzman's timelines any condemnation of that. I couldn't find that. But an artist puts that in painting form and represents the president's own actions, behavior, and words in a painting. And how dare you disrespect the president? It's on public display today, funded by a legacy arts board at a cost of $10,000. There's a number of very controversial depictions, but President Trump's is especially offensive. If artists create this kind of thing on their own time, but not on my dime. This is, once again, Joshua Huntsman, Republican, who, by the way, doesn't seem to be bothered at all by the president calling for the sexual assault of a married woman. That's fine. He still voted for the guy. Let's just call it what it is. You voted for Trump, didn't you? And you knew that he had threatened to sexually assault a married woman, right? You have no problem with that. But if an artist represents that, oh, that's going over the edge. Well, okay, now let's try to give Joshua Huntsman the benefit of the doubt. Let's just sort of say, okay, maybe he just is just, he doesn't want, you know, the president shouldn't be represented like this. Funny story. Nowhere in anywhere could I find in Heintzman's, you know, social media posts any outrage at all of the 8 years of Obama being hung in effigy across this country for 8 years. It seems like he, at least from what I saw, he didn't really have a problem with that. But an artist makes a visual representation of Trump's own words and actions. And Joshua Huntsman is, I'm so damn angry. Oh, I'm furious. Dude, unless you can show me anywhere where you're one-tenth is outraged at Trump's actual comments for grab him by the P word, then you are a hypocrite that should be ignored. You are not worth listening to. You're a hack, and your outrage is null and void. Because you voted for the guy. You can't, once you got down in the sewers there, Josh, you can't all of a sudden insist you're on the high road. Brad is in Robbinsdale. He wanted to chime in on, Hitler, good. Welcome on in, Brad.
Yes. Okay, for what it's worth, even Hitler had a dog. But regardless, I'm sure people are familiar with Hitler in the last days in the bunker maneuvering armies that did not exist. Well, fast forward today. Now we've got Cadet Bonespurs using his vast experience learned, you know, military experience learned in the sandbox, you know, maneuvering our troops. I mean, we may have a potential withdrawal from Korea, the nuclear deal that they were
talking
about.
Brad, I'm going to jump in on you here. Don't compare Trump to Hitler. I mean, like I said, and I'll be the first to say, Trump's rise to power is somewhat cosplaying Hitler to a point, but Trump's not Hitler.
I 100% agree. I think that waters down the term.
If Hitler is your go-to insult, Hitler, then all you're doing is you're taking someone who was one of the worst human beings that ever inhabited this planet and trying to make him just, you know, a punchline. You should never be doing that. Trump has done some horrible things. The border stuff, my God. Rounding up kids and shipping their kids off and having no idea where the kids are? Definitely. What he did to Puerto Rico? Absolutely. His, you know, what's the news story about him apparently trying to kiss some staffer? I mean, he's got a clear history of clearly inappropriate sexual behavior. I mean, he's a deviant. I mean, let's not mix words. Trump is a deviant. He's got some sicko things going on in the head. But he's still, as much as bad as he is, he's not Hitler, all right? And I understand you so want to do that, But pray, pray, and I want everyone to listen to the words I have to say right now. Pray that we never do get to the point where there's any politician in this country that we are actually comparing to Hitler on a legit basis, because this country will be down the seventh circle of hell at that point. All right? All right. So 3 for 3 on the Republicans. Calabar, Clay County Republicans, and Heintzman's faux outrage. Yeah. How about this? When we come on back, a good story from coming from Governor Walz, because he's playing the Republicans very well. I got a story. We'll come back and talk about that. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, I'm Samantha, and I'm a certified massage therapist at Awaken Living. Did you know your body is constantly affected by the wear and tear of your daily life, whether it's repetitive patterns or straining from activities? It's important for us to take care of our body, as we only get one. Most people view massage therapy as a luxury, when in fact it's a necessity for having a healthier body. Benefits of massage include stress relief, alleviated pain, decreased muscle tension, improved sleep and posture, improved circulation, release endorphins, and increased relaxation. As a certified massage therapist, I specialize in deep tissue, reflexology, rehabilitative, Swedish, and prenatal massage, working with clients throughout their pregnancy. I will provide you with a healing massage unlike any you have experienced. I invite you to come in for some much-needed rest and relaxation at the Awaken Living Clinic in Bloomington. Schedule an appointment today at 952-452-8583 or visit awakenlivinginfusion.com.
Hi, this is Charlie. Dad, do I have to say this next line?
Do you want to sleep inside tonight?
My dad is beloved, world-famous radio broadcaster Matt McNeil.
Perfect!
Anyway, my mom and dad want me safe when I'm driving in winter weather. That's why the vehicle they trust is the Toyota Sienna, and the dealership they trust is Rudy Luther Toyota. They keep me safe.
With my son driving this winter, I trust Rudy Luther, and you can too. Stop in today and become a Rudy Luther Toyota family. The southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hey, this is Hunter Haas of the Minnesota Progressive Repartee, and I'm inviting you to come celebrate the Blue Wave at the Blue State Ball on Saturday, March 2nd at the Blaisdell in Minneapolis. VIP reception starts at 5 and will include delicious food from It's Greek to Me, as well as a great drink selection. I'm excited to announce that yours truly will be the DJ of the ball, playing your favorite tunes. So send your song request to comment at AM 950 Radio or call the Minnesota Progressive Repartee 4 p.m. weekdays. The general admission starts at 6 p.m. and our speakers begin at 7. This year's ball is sponsored by Howling for Wolves, Northern Sun, and Growth Music. And as always, the attire is blue jeans to ball gowns. So get your Blue State Ball VIP tickets now and come dance with me, Tom Hartman, John Fugelsang, and all the other AM 950 hosts. VIP tickets are $100. General admission is $35. Again, the Blue State Ball, Saturday, March 2nd at the Blaisdell in Minneapolis. Tickets and details at am950radio.com.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. You have to put these Republicans on the defensive, and Governor Walz is doing a very smart thing. If you didn't see it today, Walz said Minnesota should borrow nearly $1.3 billion to improve housing, transportation, university buildings, and other infrastructure. State lawmakers typically pass large infrastructure borrowing packages in even number years, and Republican legislators say Minnesota should stick to that tradition. But Walz argued that with relatively low interest rates and high needs, the state should strike a different path this year. It is fiscally irresponsible to pretend like our roads, our infrastructure, our prisons, our transportation system, anything that's out there is going to magically fix itself without having the courage to talk about how we get there. Amen, by the way. And that's the tone we should all be saying. It's how is it going to get fixed? Well, I don't know, because that's the Republicans' answer. I don't know. Or it's good enough. You know, it's not. We definitely need to invest in the infrastructure. But there's a little subtle thing that Walz is doing here, which is actually a wildly intelligent thing. Now, I'm just a quick note, side note here. Our economy is kind of a mess right now. I have said, if you follow Wall Street, if you follow the sectors, one of the things that seems to be clearly going on is that in the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, the S&P, the commodity markets, the bond markets, there's this massive infusion of money coming in, being poured into the system by about 1,000 individuals would be about my guess. I mean, the money managers, bank people, just the wealthy people, they are pouring money into this system to try to keep it afloat. And the reason you can tell something is really wrong is not those markets. Two of the markets they can't manipulate. The housing market is really starting to take some big hits. And then the ag markets have been nearly wiped out by Trump. And those are your foundation. The ag markets and your housing market are really the foundations of your economy. So what gets the glitzy headlines is Dow Jones up, Dow Jones down. But the reality is, look at the underlying, you know, markets. And the ag market, if the ag market goes, we've got real big problems. The housing market goes, we get really big problems. Don't you remember 2008? And a reminder that 2008 is there's a lesson that has to be learned there. The Republicans they knew the markets were in a crash. The Republicans knew that the entire economy was going to crash. They did. Their entire goal was not to fix it. Their entire goal was to try to get to November, let it crash in 2008, and then blame Obama. The problem they had was the economy was in such dire straits that it collapsed in August. What did the Republicans all say back in August 2008? What was their response? Well, this is Obama. This is Obama. Well, John McCain was the first person to point out, well, Obama hasn't won anything yet. What are you talking about? But their argument was because they were convinced Obama was going to win that the markets collapsed, and immediately that was shot down. And then, of course, the frantic stages of the late W. Bush administration where he was trying to get as much help. That was their goal. They wanted to have the economy collapse. They wanted to have all that debt that they put on a credit card, the two wars, Medicare Part D and the Bush-era tax cuts, come due on Obama's first day, which they did, and then basically wanted the economy to crash and basically say, see, Democrats. And they'd set this whole system up. They set this up to fail. There's a lot of similarities right now in the current economy to that pre-collapse economy. Right now is a very good time to borrow money. If you're going to borrow money, you should be borrowing money now, because I can guarantee you next year, the markets aren't going to be that friendly because they can't keep this house of cards standing. They're not going to be able to. So what Tim Walz is doing is a very visible, hey, let's fund this stuff now when the market, the interest rates are really low and we can borrow the money and let's get this stuff fixed. And he's going to allow the Republicans to come out and say, no, 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 no. And then next year, when we can't really borrow the money to fix this stuff because interest rates are going to be shooting sky high and the markets are going to be collapsing, now all of a sudden you've given the Republicans a pretty big hurdle to have to come across. Is like, you guys were so fiscally irresponsible, you didn't take advantage of the lower interest rates, and now you can't fix all the things that need to be fixed in the state. Well, unless it's a millionaire's private road. Then there's plenty of money for Republicans. They can fix that. But schools, roads, prisons, hospitals, Tim Walz, this is actually a really smart idea, and it puts the Republicans in a bad position of turning this down now, and then you just need to make sure everyone knows if the economy crashes next year, it's the Republicans that are blamed that we do not have a good spending bill. Also, I want to congratulate Democrats for putting forward the bill to not have private prisons in the state of Minnesota. Three things we should never have run in this state: public schools, hospitals, and prisons. They should all be run not by nonprofit organizations, that's for sure. We're back tomorrow with Helen. See ya.